12. The young Jedi gathered in the cockpit of the ship Jaina had named the Trickster, watching in silence as their stolen craft moved steadily toward a large Hapen ship. The vessel was moving steadily away from Hapes. "Well, this ought to be interesting," Tahiri murmured. Jaina silently agreed. "Are you sure they've got Tenelka? She's been picked up all right. The ship is mechanical, not organic. That's good news."
"But no guarantee of safety," Ganner added. "For all we know, they could be
He broke off abruptly, and the expression on his face suggested that someone had just hit him between the eyes with a hydrospanner. Before Jaina could make sense of this, white-hot pain exploded through her senses. She ripped off the cognition hood, but the agony didn't lessen in the slightest. Dimly, she realized that it came not from the ship, but from the other Jedi aboard. She felt them all, and all of them formed a single thought. Jason. The surge ended abruptly, and the sensation disappeared. For a moment, Jaina sat frozen, stunned beyond speech. Jason had appeared in the Force, but not to her. Jaina could accept that her own grief and anger blocked Jason's ability to contact her. But as Jaina looked from one stunned face to another, she saw a different, darker truth. Her brother's death was written on Lobaka's furred face and in Tekle's rodent black eyes. It was in the sorrow that flowed from all of them. Jaina was dimly aware of Zek nudging her aside and taking over the pilot's chair. She slumped against the rough wall. Her whirling thoughts screamed denial, rejecting a truth she could neither sense nor accept. Then a second storm hit her, a searing frenzy that was barely recognizable as Tenelka. Jaina felt the other woman's emotional storm, the rawness in her hand from beating against the walls of the escape pod. But why could she feel nothing of her own? Tenelka's grief turned to rage. Jaina experienced this too, and with the same benumbed detachment. One part of her was startled by the depth and intensity of Tenelka's reaction. She'd been troubled by her father's response to Chewbacca's death, but Han's denial and detachment made more sense to Jaina than her friend's heartbroken frenzy. Maybe her family wasn't a reliable measure of such things. The Skywalkers and Solos were no strangers to conflict, and they'd all stepped up at an early age. In matters of relationships, however, every one of them seemed a little vague on the coordinates. Her mother, conditioned through training and experience to hold the New Republic paramount, had nearly accepted Prince Isolde's offer of marriage. Leia had known that Han loved her, but somehow she'd misplaced the access codes to her own emotions. Had Jason done the same thing? Had he loved Tenelka and never fully realized it? "Yeah," Jaina decided numbly. That sounded like Jason, forever thinking about everything under 100 distant suns rather than focusing on what was right in front of him, as she herself was doing. With great effort, Jaina pushed herself away from the wall. "Tenelka is still out there," she said in a cool, steady voice. "We need to focus on her." For a moment, every eye fixed upon Jaina. A symphony of emotions, ranging from incredulity to anger to pity, washed over her. Ganner was the first to pull himself together. He threw himself in the gunner's chair. "You got it. Let's hunt them down." Tisar hissed his approval and scuttled off to his station, his armored tail rasping against the rough coral floor. The rest of the Jedi set to work, or strapped in for the pursuit. As they neared the Hapen ship, they noted the small flight of Hornet interceptors that followed it. These scattered and fled at the approach of the Yuuzhan Vong frigate. "They've got the escape pod," Zek confirmed. "Just pulled it through the hatch." Ganner swore softly. "What I wouldn't give for a good ion cannon right about now. Something that would take out the controls,
but not the ship.
Force lightning, Jaina suggested. Oh, great, Tahiri muttered. How Sith is that? I'm serious.
Jaina placed a hand on Zek's shoulder. We could do this. You graduated from the Shadow Academy. They must have taught you how. He pulled the hood back and stared at her, as if he didn't trust his ears to decode this message without further data. As he studied her, horror dawned in his green eyes. Even L'Baka looked at her strangely. A burst of laser fire erupted from the Hapen ship, cutting off any reply either Jedi might have made. Jaina cast her eyes toward the cockpit ceiling.
All right, then. I've got another idea. Move over.
He quickly yielded the pilot's seat. Jaina tugged on the hood and coaxed the Dovin Basil to abandon shielding in favor of exerting a slow, steady pull. The ship jarred and shuddered as the Hapen ship's fire found its mark. Alima Rar leaned over Jaina's shoulder and peered at the approaching ship. You've got it in a lock, but with no escape pod or vac suits, how are we going to get to Tenel Ka?
She's coming to us, Jaina announced, her eyes fixed firmly on the Hapen ship. Brace.
The Twi'lek promptly dropped to the floor, her leku twitching with apprehension. The cargo ship slowed as it neared the trickster, but the impact was still enough to rock the frigate and sent a shower of black coral dust cascading over the console. Alima rose to her feet, sneezing violently and repeatedly.
After this war is over, I'm taking a vacation on Mon Calamari, she announced as she wiped her streaming eyes.
Sounds nice, Zek said absently, his concerned gaze still fixed on the young pilot.
I'm going to find the largest coral reef on that world, Alima concluded grimly, and then I'm going to blow it up. Hold that thought, Jaina suggested.
She mentally ordered the ship to breach the other vessel. On the wall just behind the cockpit, a viscous substance, similar in appearance to the Yuuzhan Vong's Blorash jelly, seeped from the coral and outlined an oval portal. Foul steam began to rise as the solvent worked its way through the living hull. The Wookiee padded over to observe. He leapt back as a neat 2-meter chunk of coral tipped into the corridor. The smoldering edges were now as smooth as transparasteel. Yellow goo still seeped from the ship's walls and was swiftly eating through the ceramic and metal hull of the captured freighter. The melted substance hardened quickly, forming a solid, airtight bond between the two ships. Once the steam subsided, L'Baka poked experimentally at the portal. Roaring in satisfaction, he spun to one side and delivered a solid kick. The door went in and fell hard, taking down two humans in red uniforms. L'Baka strode over them, igniting his bronze lightsaber as he went. The other Jedi spilled through the portal, falling in on either side of the Wookiee. A double ping sounded as blaster bolts greeted them. Tenel Ka's turquoise blade picked off both of them before her rescuers could respond. Jaina pushed forward, stepping over the prone forms of three red-clad mercenaries as she took in the battle. At least six humans were sprawled on the floor, some of them moaning softly. One of these stirred and tried to push himself up onto his hands and knees. L'Baka planted a furry foot on the man's rump with a force that sent him skidding face down across the polished floor. His head struck a metal cabinet with a satisfying thunk. Tenel Ka strode past the Wookiee without a glance, moving toward the last two men standing, tall, blonde men in red uniforms and in fighting trim. One of them tossed aside an empty blaster and pulled a stun baton from his weapons belt. The other fell into the ready stance of a Hapen kickboxer. Jaina held out one hand to hold the other's back.
Let her handle this. I've got a feeling she needs it. Sorry, Alima.
The Twi'lek woman shrugged and stood down. Tenel Ka brought her lightsaber into high guard position and then switched it off. She tossed the weapon to Tahiri without looking back. The young Jedi deftly caught it, and her lips moved as she murmured silent encouragement.
The kickboxer spun toward Tenel Ka, delivering two quick, fainting jabs and then snapping a high kick to her head. She leaned and slapped aside the kick with the metal band that encircled the end of her truncated arm. She turned her body into the blow to add strength to the parry and to put herself into position for a side kick. This she delivered, hard, to her opponent's chest. He staggered back, surprised by the unexpected power of the small woman's kick. Tenel Ka advanced, dropping to the floor suddenly and spinning into a low leg sweep. Her opponent leapt over the attack, an easy, agile move. The Jedi flipped onto her side and kicked again, higher, catching him on the inside of the knee just as he landed. He stumbled and went down. Tenel Ka rolled away twice to gain some distance and then rose smoothly. Meanwhile, her opponent got his feet under him and lunged up into a running charge. She darted to meet him, throwing herself into a leaping spin and slamming her right foot directly into his face. Her left foot shot straight out and caught him just below the ribcage. She twisted as she fell and kept rolling away. The Haepan fighter reeled back and hit the wall, then slowly slid down. Tenel Ka came up in a crouch, and her gaze snapped toward her final opponent. He advanced swiftly, stun baton leading. The Jedi extended her hand. Tahiri threw the lightsaber back to its owner. It spun twice, end over end, and then slapped into Tenel Ka's waiting palm. A stream of turquoise light raced toward her attacker's throat and stopped a breath away, halting him in mid-stride. Instinctively, he struck out at the beam with his stun baton. The metal end sheared neatly off, and sparks exploded from the severed weapon. His blonde hair leapt into spikes about his head, and his eyes glazed. The weapon fell from his violently shaking hand, and he stumbled back into a benumbed retreat. Tenel Ka rose and matched him step for step, her lightsaber still at his throat. Jaina felt a collective surge of dismay from the other Jedi. Impatiently, she swept it aside and willed Tenel Ka to get on with it, get it over with. Her thought must have carried to Tenel Ka. The warrior stopped abruptly, and her gray eyes sought Jaina's. Tenel Ka lifted her blade away from the man's throat and switched it off, still holding her old friend's gaze. For a moment, they were open to each other. Jaina felt the other woman's wrath, but also her determination. Tenel Ka saw these men as traitors to Hapes and her duty, as a Jedi Knight and as the daughter of Hapes's queen, to see that they would be dealt with accordingly. Jaina had been sure that Tenel Ka simply needed to let off some steam. Now she sensed how wrong she'd been. She also sensed a question coming from Tenel Ka, a subtle seeking such as a Jedi might use to measure a stranger. And then, not even that. The warrior's formidable shields were back in place. Jaina's own internal shields firmed, and she nodded in approval. "Good for you," she said, and her gaze took in both Tenel Ka and the Twi'lek. "Why waste energy on helpless coral reefs and Haepan pirates?" The weird light in the Twi'lek's eyes flared. The look she sent Jaina was the sort that passed between kindred spirits, or perhaps conspirators. "Save it for the Vong," Alima said in complete agreement.